9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field, a gloomy but comfortable Friday for baseball. Following one of the largest crowds in Rough Riders history, 12,051 members here at the ballpark in Frisco last night. What a time it was. More fireworks to come tonight after the Riders even the series at two games apiece last night, winning 7-6. They used an explosive six-run first to jump out in front. They held the lead the entire way, taking it home 7-6, the final score, alongside Zach Bigley. I'm Luke Maley. there's an exciting matchup tonight. The Rough Riders coming in at 6-4, same as the Arkansas Travelers here in the second half, but the Rough Riders have the record edge over the course of the year. Last night, the Rough Riders became the first team at the AA level to reach win number 50. They are 50-29 entering tonight's game. Arkansas on the other side, 41-35 overall. The Rough Riders have punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, but cruising along here early, they look to secure a series split at the very least with a win tonight. They'll have to do so against Michael Morales, making his AA debut. Morales has made 15 starts for Everett, the high A affiliate of the Mariners, over the course of the year. He's 9-1 with a 2.35 ERA over that stretch, picking up 80 strikeouts, allowing just 22 earned runs over 84 innings of work. And he's been efficient, able to go deep in ball games over the course of this year after setting a new season high in his career with 9 wins already, and we're just past the midway point. But he faced the AA lineup tonight for the first time, and he's gone 5 innings in 8 straight games. His last time out, he only allowed 1 earned run over 5 innings, but that 5 innings was the lowest number that he had seen over a stretch of 7 games where he lasted at least 6 innings, one of those being a 7-inning outing. So he gets his first look at the Rough Riders, his first look at a AA lineup. And on the other side, he's facing another new face for the Rough Riders, making his second start at the AA level. It is Winston Santos, the Rangers' number 15 prospect in the organization. Santos recently named to the Futures game alongside tomorrow's starter Emiliano Teodo and the top prospect for the Rangers, Sebastian Walcott. So Winston Santos, his last time out, wasn't his best performance. Went 2 2/3, allowing 5 runs to Corpus Christi here in this ballpark. But he earned a no decision as the Riders came back and were able to win that game. But you saw flashes from Santos. 5 strikeouts over 2 2/3. He's got a clean slate tonight. Expect good things from him. He's picked up 86 strikeouts on the year across 67 innings of work. He is 6-3 with a 3.36 ERA, making his second start at the AA level here tonight. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear from the designated hitter for Frisco tonight, Josh Hatcher.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by the designated hitter tonight, Josh Hatcher. Josh, thanks for taking the time, and let's go back to last night. A big crowd here in front of 12,051 fans, the second largest crowd in franchise history, the first on 4th of July. What was that atmosphere like for you last night?
It was phenomenal. It's always a good time when a lot of fans come out here and support us, and we get a chance to play in front of a crowd like that, and to give them the night that we had last night was even better.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was an explosive first inning. The fireworks started before the end of the game in that first inning, a 6-run first in which you had yourself an RBI triple. What did you see on that pitch, and what did you feel about that swing?
It felt really good. I got a slider that was stayed up and a little bit closer to me, and I just put a good swing on it.
Then you fast-forward a little bit in that game. Game started to get a little tighter. It was
6'4"-ish at the time. I believe it was 6'4". And you came up, you lay down a perfect bunt. What was the thought process there? I heard through the grapevine that wasn't a called play. That was your decision.
Yeah, that was my decision. After my second at-bat, I had already made my mind up that I was going to. And then when I was on deck and I was walking up to the plate with two outs, I was like debating. I didn't know if I should do it or not. And then as I stepped in, I was like, might as well. So that's what went into it.
That decision to go ahead and lay down the bunt, you said you came up with it earlier in the game. Was that just a feel thing, or was it something you saw defensive alignment-wise?
It's something I noticed in Arkansas. When lefties are hitting, their third baseman is really back and into the six hole a lot. Most guys will be in and closer with like one strike, two strikes, and then they'll back in that six hole. But they usually start up there or start back there. So it's something I picked up on earlier, and that was just the right opportunity to try it out.
We look back in the series as we talk with Josh Hatcher here on the pregame show. And, Josh, in game one of this series, you guys took a nothing-at-nothing tie into the top of the 10th inning. They're in Little Rock, Arkansas. Not exactly a hitter-friendly ballpark. But you go back to that moment, no score, and you're able to come up with a big hit on the first pitch of extra innings. What did you see there? How did it feel?
It felt really good. I'd had a terrible game up until that at-bat, and you know, a lot of times when you're having a game like that, you don't really know what to think going into your last at bat. But me, I was just trying to get out of the box early. You know, try to put something in play early in the count, because I feel like that's when I'm at my best. And I just got to pitch over the plate, and I did just that, and it worked out well for me.
Chatting with Josh Hatcher here on the pregame show, and mentioned Josh that the. Dickie Stevens Ballpark there, Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. It's not the most hitter-friendly place. Do you feel that at the plate, or is it the same approach? And how good does it feel to be back here at Riders Field?
It feels phenomenal to be back here. As far as the approach and stuff goes, it changes a little bit. There's definitely parks where you're not necessarily trying to hit home runs, but you are trying to get the ball in the air a little bit more. And their field is not one to do that at. They're trying to hit balls hard on the line, you know, in the gaps and run for a little bit. It's a big outfield. The park plays really big. So the approach just kind of changes a little bit here and there when you get to different parks.
No doubt. Tomorrow you guys wrap up this series, have a couple of off days, and then it's a six-gamer against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, a Royals affiliate, and then it's the All-Star break. Anything big coming up for you over the All-Star break?
Just flying down to Bradenton to see my fiance. She just got moved in down there, getting ready to go to dental school here in about the next week and a half. So I'm going to fly down there, see her for that week, and then come back.
Love it. That's Josh Hatcher on the pregame show. Josh, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups for Game 5 of this six-game set with the Arkansas Travelers.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Let's get you set for first pitch about 5 minutes away. First, the starting lineup for the Arkansas Travelers, 41-36 on the year. Ben Williamson back in the lineup. He'll play third base at the top of the card, followed by the shortstop Cole Young. Harry Ford, the designated hitter tonight, bats third. Brock Rodden slides into the cleanup spot. He'll play second base. The first baseman, Hogan Windisch, bats fifth, followed by Victor Labrada, the right fielder. Jake Anchia will catch behind the plate and bat seventh. Batting eighth is the left fielder, Caden Polkovich, followed by Blake Rambush, the center fielder, to round things out. Again, for the Travelers, it is Williamson, Young, Ford, Rodden, Windisch, Labrada, and Chia, Polkovich, and Rambush. The Riders tonight, a similar lineup to last night. It's Alejandro Osuna playing center and leading off, followed by Liam Hicks, the catcher. Josh Hatcher, the DH, will bat third. Cody Freeman's in the cleanup spot playing third base. Max Acosta, the shortstop, bats fifth. Aaron Zavala will bat sixth and play left field. Abimelech Ortiz will man the one bag and bat seventh, followed by Hazel Cepeda, the right fielder. And Freiner Chavez will play second base and round it out for the Riders. We'll step aside here on the pregame show, and when we come back, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Stars and Stripes weekend opens up on the 4th of July, so make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Arkansas Travelers. Don't forget that on Saturday, July 6th, your kids can run the base paths after the game just like the Rough Riders do with Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
A night after an incredible win for the Rough Riders, scoring six runs in the first and a 7-6 victory over the Arkansas Travelers, the Rough Riders are back in action. Today, it's Game 5 between the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Today, the Rough Riders look to do exactly what they did yesterday, Luke, six runs in the first.
Yeah, it was a really nice switch-up. They struggled in the first three games on the road in a not-so-hitter-friendly ballpark. They come back here. That's a breath of fresh air for them. Expect them to come out swinging against the guy making his Double-A debut tonight.
Yeah, Michael Morales will go for Arkansas today. And today for the Rough Riders, it's Winston Santos with his second start in his Double-A career. Santos looking for a bit of a better start his second go-around as he allowed four home runs in his debut, allowing five runs across his 2 2/3 innings. And today he faces an Arkansas lineup that yesterday scored six runs. So Santos delivers in the game's first pitch. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and we're underway at 7:06 in the p.m. on a cloudy but comfortable day for baseball here in Frisco. Ben Williamson in from the right side. The pitch. That's up and in, and it's one ball and one strike, and we will get you the starting lineup here after the first out of today's game as Ben Williamson is 5-for-14 in this series so far. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Swinging a foul in and out of Hicks's glove back behind home. It's 1-2. What a phenomenal crowd we had last night here at Riders Field.
12,051, the second best in franchise history. Santos looks in. He winds in the 1-2. Fouled back. A ball and two strikes, and the Rough Riders treated that crowd yesterday with a win. And the funny thing about this split series of the Riders playing the first three games in Arkansas, you have, as you mentioned, Luke, a very pitcher-friendly environment. The offering is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Winston Santos with his first strikeout and his first batter faced, and that brings Cole Young to the plate. One out, no score here in the top of the first inning, and Santos picking up right where he left off with the strikeout. Cole Young, the left-handed batter. So you have the pitcher-friendly environment in Arkansas, a much more hitter-friendly environment here. As we take a look at the starting lineup, the pitch is up and away, and it's 1-0. The total run scored by both teams was nearly eclipsed yesterday alone, the pitch. That's up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. In three combined games, Arkansas and Frisco combined to score a grand total of 12 runs. Yesterday, there were 13 runs scored in the opener of the series. Here at home, 2-0. That misses away, and it's three balls and no strikes. As mentioned, Santos looking for a much better start here in start number two in AA. His first start, he allowed three homers over 2 2/3 innings and seven hits. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner, back in it at 3-1. He did strike out five, though, and that's what you'll see with Winston Santos, a guy who has a much improved slider from last year. He holds his glove to the right of his ball cap in the pitch. And that one just leaks off the outside corner for ball four. He walks Young, and it's a one-out base runner for the Travelers here in the first inning. Harry Ford standing in now. Walks were not that much of a problem in Hickory. In fact, he was seventh in the South Atlantic League when he was promoted up here to AA for the lowest walk rate in the league. He had the highest strikeout rate in the league as well and the lowest ERA at 2.80. Working to the right-handed batting Ford. He stretches and brings it home. There's a pop-up out to right field and shallow. Cepeda racing in. Ortiz going back. The first baseman reaches out and makes the catch in foul ground. Two away.
That's about as awkward of a play that you can have as a first baseman, having to range back into foul territory. Abby Ortiz made that look easy.
He has improved so much over at the bag throughout the course of this season. And you're right, he made that look easy in foul ground. And he puts it away for the second out in a big one-pitch, one-out against Harry Ford. Ortiz holding on Young, and here's Brock Rodden. 5'7" left-handed batter. Santos pitches. Swing and a miss. Burned right by him with the heater. It's 0-1. Santos threw very similarly to righties and lefties in terms of the success they had against him in high A. Only an 8-point batting average difference. The offering is fouled away to the left side, and it's 0-2. He had the sixth lowest batting average against in the South Atlantic League. Opponents hit just .217 against him. It didn't fare as well in his AA debut, allowing seven hits in 2 2/3, a .467 average. Runner at first, two down, and the pitch home. Just up and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Nate Diedrich has balls and strikes behind the plate. It's Trevor Matthews, our first base umpire, and Sean Sparling, our third base umpire. Here's the stretch, and a throw goes over to first, not in time. 1-2 on Rodden. Very slight pull side shift for this Rough Riders infield. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Line out of play down the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. And let's introduce you to that Rough Riders defense behind Santos. It's Aaron Zavala out in left field defensively. Alejandro Osuna in center. Aysel Cepeda in right field. Cody Freeman at third. Acosta and Chavez up the middle. Ortiz at first. And Hicks does the catching today. 1-2. That one's drilled down the right field line with some carries. Cepeda back at the warning track. He's there to make the catch. Side retired. A harmless walk for Santos in the first. Nothing across. No runs, hits, errors. One runner left on base. Bottom one coming up. Rough Rider is coming to the plate against Michael Morales, making his Double-A debut when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning of a scoreless game against Michael Morales, making his Double-A debut. The 21-year-old out of Enola, Pennsylvania, 6'2", 205-pounder, and the 21-year-old at a 2.36 ERA in the Northwest League. He faces Alejandro Osuna to begin his Double-A career in the first pitch. And Osuna watches on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders with a scoreless inning from Santos in the top of the first, and now trying to do what they did yesterday. Here's the wind in the 0-1. A fly ball hit well out to left field, with Polkovich ranging in just a couple steps, and he's there to make the catch, one away. Osuna flies out to left, and that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Yesterday, they put up 6 runs in the first, and let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Rough Riders. It's Osuna to be followed by Liam Hicks and Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, Max Acosta, and Aaron Zavala after, and then Ortiz, Cepeda, and Chavez to round it out tonight in Frisco. First pitch. That misses away, and it's 1-0. Morales goes with a 5-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, a pair of sliders, and a changeup. Here's the wind and the 1-0 offering. Swinging a line drive right at the first baseman, Windish. He makes the catch chest high. 2 outs. Hicks hammers it right at Windish. 2 down. Perfectly positioned. And before Josh Hatcher comes to the plate, we'll introduce you to the rest of that defense for the Travelers. Look at Windish along with the rest of the infield. There's the wind back in the first pitch home to Hatch. That's at the top of the zone of strike. It's 0-1. So Windish, Brock Rodden, Cole Young up the middle. And Ben Williamson at third. And in the outfield, it's Polkovich, Rambush, and Labrada left to right. 0-1. It's just inside. It's 1-1 on Hatcher, the designated hitter, who had an RBI triple in that 6-run first yesterday for Frisco. 1-1. He swings and misses on the breaking ball low. It's 1-2. That's one of the sliders from Morales, who's the number 12 prospect in the Mariners organization. He looks over the top of his glove, peels in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. He picks up his first career Double-A strikeout in a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top two coming up, Rough Riders and Travelers. Nothing-nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Writers Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Santos, after a scoreless top of the first, is back out on the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Arkansas scoreless. Hogan Windish, Victor Labrada, Jake Anchia, the three do up against the number 15 prospect for the Rangers organization, looking for a bounce-back start and off to a good beginning to this start. A harmless walk with a strikeout in the first inning. Windish, the right-handed batter, is 1-for-10 in the series with a couple walks. Santos has his sign, he deals. On the inside corner with the breaking ball for his strike, it's 0-1. Santos, the three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, and changeup. He rocks in the 0-1. Swing and a miss of the high fastball at 96, and it's 0-2. The fastball will reach into the high 90s and occasionally touch 100, but not very often. He'll usually sit in the 96-97 range. 0-2, swing and a miss. Burned it right by him at 96 miles an hour, and it's his second strikeout. Three pitches to sit down Windish. One away, and here's Victor Labrada. That's a good-looking fastball at the top of the zone. Labrada, the left-handed batter, is 6-for-15 in this series to lead all Arkansas hitters because of what he did yesterday, the pitch. He swings and misses and a good slider down and in. It's 0-1. Labrada yesterday had a four-hit game, two singles, a double, and then another single after a walk began his day. He drove in a run as well. He's playing in just his 10th game here at this level. Coming up from high, Everett, 0-1. On the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-2. And sometimes when you have players coming up from the high A level, they will have faced in high A before coming to double A, the 0-2. And that's on the inside corner at the knees, strike three. Santos with back-to-back Ks, both on the fastball. Two outs, and here's Jake Anchia. Look at this paint job. Well, just a perfectly located pitch on the inside edge. He locked him up, and now Anchia, the catcher, stands in. Top of the second, no score. Santos with a glove just offset of his head, and he rocks back and fires. Inside, he hit him. 97-mile-an-hour fastball caught him on the elbow guard. Anchia hit by the pitch. And he's aboard for Caden Polkovich. We're talking about sometimes players will have faced each other in high A, but these two farms do not have the same league at the high A level. Everett in the Northwest League and Hickory in the South Atlantic League. So a lot of these guys seeing Santos for the first time, and likewise for Morales on the other side. Runner at first, two down. First pitch to Polkovich. Just up and away on a fastball. One ball and no strikes. The changeup has been a really good pitch. Two left-handed batters this year for Santos. He readies and brings it in. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes on the slider. What the Rough Riders have done better than almost anyone in the league this year is throw right-handed against right-handed changeups. And Santos only threw two righty-righty changeups in Hickory. Here's the stretch in the 2-0. That's just a hair off the plate with a fastball, and it's 3-0. And John Goble said, that's going to change. Rough Riders pitching coach said he's going to throw a lot more righty-righty changeups, and that's something that you want to see. It was great talking to Ryan Garcia, one of the Rough Riders pitchers in Arkansas earlier in the week. 3-0, swing and a miss. 3-0 green light. He burned it past him. It's 3-1. He said, you ask any hitter, and they say the hardest pitch to hit is a good changeup, and so why not get as good as you possibly can with that changeup now? Here's the stretch in the 3-1. Polkovich hits it out of play down the left side, spoiling it. It's 3-2. Nothing our score. We play in the top of the second inning. Back-to-back strikeouts before a hit by pitch. And Chia at first. 3-2 here on Polkovich. Santos readies. And he brings it. Runner goes, swinging a ground ball up the first baseline. A fair ball. Ortiz has got it. Turns and steps on the pillow for the final out of the second. And the side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on for the second straight inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It's the Rough Riders nothing. The Arkansas Travelers nothing. Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the second, the Rough Riders and Travelers are scoreless on this beautiful, comfortable Friday night. Kind of hard to believe it is this comfortable on the 5th of July. 84 degrees after our 97 degree 106 feels like first pitch yesterday. First pitch to Cody Freeman from Michael Morales. He's grounded foul at the plate back behind home. It's 0-1. Morales in his AA debut, a 1-2-3 first inning with a strikeout of Josh Hatcher to end it. Freeman 3 for 15 in the series of the double. 0-1. He swings and misses, and a slider off the outside corner. It's 0-2. It's Cody Freeman to be followed by Max Acosta and Aaron Zavala in this second inning. 0-2. Check swing on a pitch away. He didn't go. It's one ball and two strikes. Freeman hitting at 272 with 9 homers. He's on pace to set career highs in batting average, slugging percentage, OPS, home runs, RBIs. A great year for him overall. 1-2, that misses away, and it's two balls and two strikes. His 9 home runs lead the team. His career high is 15 home runs. 3-2 pitch. He swings and puts it in the air out to left center field with some carry. Rambush back at the warning track. He reaches up. It's off the wall. Freeman up to second. He's content with a double. Barely missing his 10th home run of the season off the top of the wall in left center. His 19th double to put in a tie for first place in the Texas League.
Zach, that's not an easy pitch to turn on like that, and Cody Freeman reached out there. So often you'll see reaching like that, the hands break too early, you get a ground ball to short. Cody Freeman stayed through that baseball, shot the hands at it, ends up with a leadoff two-bagger here in the bottom of the second.
Well, now Max Acosta. And the pitch is up and away, and it's 1-0. Beg your pardon, he's now third in the league in doubles with 19. So he's at second base. And the 1-0 pitch to Acosta. Swinging a line shot, foul down the left side. Hey, nice catch by a fan who brought his glove. That looks like a dad, and he tosses it off to some younger fans. Luke, that's why you bring your glove.
Yeah, that's right. That's a hard hit ball. 101 off the bat for Max Acosta. Not a good one to bear him.
No, that's for sure. Acosta back in, and the pitch. That's low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Acosta hitting 253 on the season, but this is where you want to see him up. He's one of the best in the league in batting average with runners in scoring position. Here's the stretch from Morales in the 2-1. Breaking ball, ground ball to short. Young up with it. Couple crow hops, and he throws wide of first. It gets off the first baseman. Windisch's glove over to the side. And Freeman down to third. Acosta safe at first. A throwing error on Young.
Yeah, that's a gift right there for the Riders offensively. Young, who's got a really good arm. That ball hopped up right to his chest. That's one where you can take your time. I think maybe he took a little bit too much time and then realized, I got to get rid of this thing. Sometimes for players defensively, especially up the middle, you field that ground ball, it's just best to not think about it. Field it, get rid of it, get the out at first. The Riders have him cornered now.
The ninth error of the season for Young, and here's Aaron Zavala with runners on the edges. Nobody out, the pitch. That's flared into shallow right center field. Rambush racing in, still coming, makes the catch. Freeman tags. Rambush delivers a throw home up the first baseline. 1-0 Riders. Sack fly, Aaron Zavala. Frisco strikes first on this Friday night. Good piece of hitting by Aaron Zavala. Knowing he had to get a ball in the air there, and he did. He picks up the RBI. Acosta saving first. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz 0-6 in the series with a couple walks, but his family's in town now this week. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Foul back, and it's 0-1. In town from Puerto Rico. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Morales, from the stretch, he kicks in. And it's just off the outside corner with a changeup. It's 1-1. Morales, originally a Vanderbilt commit from a small town in Pennsylvania. He was selected in the third round by the Mariners and decided to sign with them. The 21-year-old ready is in the 1-1. Ortiz grounds it foul back behind home. And it's 1-2. Morales grew up a Red Sox fan in Pennsylvania because his grandma and his mom were Red Sox fans. And he got the chance to pitch at a game in Fenway Park. And his grandma was there to see him. He said it was an incredible experience until he started pitching. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ortiz. He swings and hammers it down the right side. Fair ball rolling into the corner. Acosta's on his horse. He's around second. He's getting waved around third. And he scores easily. Ortiz, big man rumbling into third with a triple. 2-0 Riders.
There it is. The family's in town for Abby Ortiz. He's letting it rip tonight. Big man digging out a three-bagger. Riders on top 2-0. They've been scoring early in this series here. This last couple of games here at Riders Field, love to see it.
That ball was roped 106 miles an hour exit velocity down the right side. And it landed just fair. Oh, Abimelech Ortiz with his second triple this season. One down. Here's Jesus Cepeda on his return from the development list. Right-handed batter, Morales readies. And he brings it home. Swinging a drive out to left field. Over Polkovich, way over his head, all the way to the wall. Ortiz scores. Cepeda replaces at second. It's an RBI double, and it's 3-0 Frisco. A hard hit ball after hard hit ball in this inning against Morales. That one 102 off the bat. And the Rough Riders all over the 21-year-old. 3-0 here in the second inning. Now that ball was hammered. He wasn't wasting any time. First at bat in over a week. And Polkovich, playing extremely shallow in left field, had no chance to catch that baseball. Cepeda, welcome back to the lineup. He's at second base, and Franmer Chavez in the nine spot bats now. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. And that's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Just to finish that story about him pitching at Fenway Park, he said it was a great experience, but in the first inning, he gave up a homer over the Green Monster. And there, he was baptized perfectly in a baseball way at Fenway. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch to Chavez. That's up and outside. It's one ball and one strike. He was phenomenal in the month of June. At the high A level with Everett, he went 4-0 with a 1.80 ERA in the month. But July not starting out very well for him. 2-2. That one shot into right field, sinking in on Labrada. It lands in for a base hit. And now the wave. And Cepeda stopped at third last minute. Another base hit for the Riders. Runners on the corners, still just one out. That's now four hits and an error in the inning. Riders leading it 3-0. Top of the order, and Alejandro Osuna. Michael Peoples exits out of the dugout, and he'll go have a chat with Morales. This is the second Arkansas pitcher in this series that is making his Double-A debut against the Rough Riders. Brandon Garcia made his start back on Monday. He threw five no-hit innings with eight strikeouts. Not quite the same today for Michael Morales. Bit of stretching going on out of the bullpen down the right field line for Arkansas. Osuna, the seventh man up to the plate in this inning. Flying out to left, his first time up. Runners on the corners for the Riders. Here's the stretch. And a throw over to first, not in time. Rough Riders had a six-run inning yesterday. They put up three already here in the second and hopefully not done. Polkovich playing a little deeper out in left field now. The pitch. Runner goes. It's outside. Oh, a strike. A late call by home plate umpire Nate Diedrich. And stolen base for Chavez. No throw down. His 14th of the year. 0-1 on Osuna. Two in scoring position now for the Riders. And the offering. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Rodden's got it. And throws on to first to get him. Cepeda comes across to score. And the inning is over. Well, the Rough Riders fail to add on but score three runs. And it comes across on four hits. We go to the top of the third inning. The Rough Riders with a 3-0 lead. Luke Maley on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents paid it.
The show was far. You the only one with a car. Santos back on the hill for the top of the third, and his first offering a slider called a strike against the right-handed hitting Blake Rambusch. Hits from the right side. The pitch home runs up and inside, a fastball at 94. Blake Rambusch began his college career at Grayson College in Denison, Texas. He's a native of Austin, Texas. Before transferring to play his final year of college ball, Santos misses outside, 2-1 on the right-handed hitting center fielder. There at Auburn, in his final year of college baseball, he finished fifth in the SEC in hits, was named to the all-defensive team. The pitch home, wave and a miss. Good-looking slider down and away to the right-handed swinger. And it's 2-2. Rambusch coming from, or began his career at Grayson College. And Grayson College has produced 14 big leaguers, including the biggest name of the bunch. John Lackey went there in 1999. Here's the 2-2, taken just a bit inside. Again, with that slider for Santos, and the count runs to full. What a career it was for John Lackey. 15 seasons after playing there at Grayson College in 1999. There's a tapper left side. Freeman, the third baseman, corrals it, fires across the diamond. Ortiz made a nice stretch up the line, and there's one away. One time through this lineup for Winston Santos, and he's yet to give up a run. He's allowed a base runner in each frame to this point with a walk and a hit by pitch. He's gotten the leadoff man out in all three innings now. Both the first two came via the strikeout. This one on a 5-3 ground out. And here's Ben Williamson getting his second look at the Rough Riders right-hander and Winston Santos. The first offering on its way. Just missed downstairs. Another slider from Santos. Just a three-pitch mix for the Rough Riders righty. Fastball, slider, changeup for the 6-foot right-hander. Pitch home, and it runs just a bit high with a fastball at 95, and Williamson in the driver's seat at 2-0. Williamson came on last night as a pinch hitter. Pitch home. There's another spinner, and it hung up there. Nearly hit Williamson on the front shoulder. He went spinning out of the way of it. 3-0. Santos has issued a walk and a hit by pitch in the first two frames. Those are the lone base runners against him. Pitch home, called a strike, 96 on the inner edge in the lower third of the zone. Williamson mentioned came on as a pinch hitter last night for Ben Ramirez in the eighth spot. The 3-1. Lines across the outer third, just caught the edge. And Santos back in business, 3-2. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Here's a tapper up the middle. Acosta, the shortstop, gloves it, fires on the run. Chest high to Ortiz, and a pair of ground balls. There's two gone here in the top of the third. You go back to that bottom of the second inning. At the break, Zach and I were looking at each other going, where was the third out? Apparently, Max Acosta had missed third base, and they appealed it, and that became out number two. So that triple for Abby Ortiz, not an RBI triple, as Cole Young steps in and chops one into the dugout on the first base side. 0-1 on the foul ball. So it's just 2-0 Riders, two runs on four hits in that frame, including three extra base hits, a pair of doubles in that triple. Pitch home to Young, and he shoots it foul left side into the seats. And Santos in control, nothing in two. Cole Young, the top prospect in the Mariners organization. The 0-2 on its way, and it stays a bit outside. 96 with a fastball to the left-handed hitting shortstop. Young made an error earlier in this game that helped the Riders score in that second inning. Pitch home. Tapped foul back over the netting and into the seats on the third base side. And the count remains 1-2. Cole Young, at just the age of 10, won Major League Baseball's 2014 National Pitch Hit and Run Competition in the 9 and 10-year-old division as he shoots a foul ball into the crowd just beyond the Riders' dugout. Hope everyone's okay over there. That one was on a line. Hopefully everything's all right. Young stays alive. Anytime you read something like pitch hit and run or the punt pass kick competition that the NFL does. This one hit in the air into shallow center field. Osuna charging in. He's looking up and makes the grab above his cap. Santos, 1-2-3 inning for the first time tonight. He's through three scoreless frames. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the third inning. Riders out in front, 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the 2-3-4 batters due up against Michael Morales the second time through for the Rough Riders. Liam Hicks digs in from the left side, coming off a two-run, four-hit inning for the Riders. The pitch home, and Hicks takes downstairs. Yeah. It appeared that somebody just beyond the Rough Riders dugout was hit in the face by that foul ball, and we got a classy move from the Rough Riders infielder today, Max Acosta. Acosta, the shortstop for the Riders today. He ran off the field, found the person that got hit by the ball, and flipped him another ball and wished him well. Morales kicks home. The 1-0 is struck high into center field, playable for Rambush. He takes a couple steps to his right and reaches upward to make the grab, one away. Josh Hatcher struck out his last time up. That ended the first inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Michael Morales. That's been the story of the series. It's been boom or bust for Josh Hatcher. He's done a lot of really good things, but when he hasn't picked up big clutch hits, as he hits one high in the air to center field. Again, Rambush trotting back a couple steps to his right in nearly the same location, and Hatcher flies out to center. But to that point, for Hatcher, it's been a lot of strikeouts. We haven't seen him put the ball in play a ton and not come up with an RBI hit. Yesterday, it was an RBI triple in the first inning for him. And then later on in the ball game, he extended the Riders' lead with a base hit bunt that he decided to make that call on his own. Laid it down, and Cooper Johnson came around to score. Here's Cody Freeman with two gone, and the first pitch skips in. Freeman doubled and scored the first run of the ball game for the Riders his last time up. Boy, does he love hitting in this ballpark. Pitch home. Rip to the left side. That'll sneak into left. A base hit. Cody Freeman's got himself another multi-hit affair. It's so tough to get Freeman out here in this ballpark. You look at the splits for Freeman. His home average is through the roof, sitting around 350. And actually, after that hit, it'll rise closer to 360 now after a hit last night and two hits today, sitting at 358. Morales comes set. The first pitch to Acosta. This one laced into right center field. Rambush ranging over. He slides, and he made the grab. Acosta poked one out there, 98 off the bat, but it's Blake Rambush who slides under it to make the grab on the line out. Rambush records all three outs. The Riders get no runs on a hit, no errors. They leave one stranded in Cody Freeman. Three in the books. The Riders on top, 2-0. Here are the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Winston Santos chose the rubber for the top of the fourth inning. Riders out in front of the Travelers, 2-0, and now the sun pokes through some of our cloud-covered skies. As Harry Ford, the DH today, steps in from the right side, he takes the first offering, a slider. And it glides over the outer edge. Called strike one. Harry Ford, a former 12th overall selection by the Mariners in 2021 out of high school, as he chops one foul towards the Riders' dugout. And into the camera well. It's quickly 0-2. And a guy that has come out of high school and really refined his craft, not only behind the plate, but last year super patient as he takes there. Pitch at 95 with a fastball. It's 1-2. He finished third in all of minor league baseball last season with 103 walks. He's just been patient, and he's begun tapping into some of that power as he hits a squibber to the third baseman, Cody Freeman, who gloves it and fires to Ortiz. A long stretch again for Abby Ortiz, but he's there to glove it. And there's one away in the fourth. In steps Brock Rodden. Rodden still enjoying the early days of his AA time. Spent the majority of the year at High A Everett, joining the Travelers towards the end of the month of June, back on the 25th. Small frame, but he packs a punch. The pitch home. Just misses. Mid downstairs. Rodden on the year. Enters hitting 235 at the AA level. Pitch home, and there's foul ball left side on the ground. Rodden, his last time up, flew out to deep right field where Hazel Cepeda stands, the lone player basking in the sunlight on the field tonight. Cloud-covered day. Pitch home. Missed up and away. 95 on the radar gun from Santos. And Rodden in front. Two balls in a strike. Rodden played a couple of seasons at Wichita State. Pitch home is fouled back to the netting. And Santos evens it. Two balls and two strikes. Had a really successful career there. Named to the All-AAC team twice over his 2 years. Was also the 2023 AAC Player of the Year. Also the Male Scholar Athlete of the Year. A guy that got it done on the field and the classroom. Pitch misses downstairs. Blocked by Hicks. And a really nice start to the season across 67 games with High A Everett. Hitting over 300. The pitch home, a wave and a miss. Santos has another one. Number four for Winston Santos. There's two gone here in the fourth. That's what we saw a lot of from the right-hander in Santos' first start. A lot of strikeouts. He picked up five across two and two-thirds, but struggled a bit keeping the ball in the yard as he just made a few mistake pitches and they made him pay. There's Hogan Windisch, who fouls one back this way, 0-1.
And all four strikeouts today have been on the fastball. And that fastball has been really electric today in terms of its vert, if you will.
Right-hander rocks and delivers. The 0-1 glides over the outer edge. 95. Looked like a slider. I think that was maybe tagged wrong on the radar gun. A pitch home. This one roped into deep left field. Zavala going back. He's looking, and it's off the top of the wall. Windisch digging for second. Zavala's throw on a line. Not in time. What a throw from Aaron Zavala. He made that close. It banged off the top of the wall, and Hogan Windisch out of the box thought it was gone. He took his time getting out of the box, and Aaron Zavala nearly made him pay.
Zavala leads the Rough Riders in outfield assists this year, and he barehanded that ball off the wall on one hop, and as you mentioned, made it close at second base. Just a perfect throw right on the money, and he just barely got into second.
That's as bang-bang as they come. Really close play, but it's the first hit against Santos. It comes here with 2A in the top of the fourth. There's a wave and a miss by Victor Labrada, who struck out looking his first time up. Looked at a fastball from Santos. What a night it was for Labrada last night in the 7-6 loss for the Travelers. Four hits, he reached all five trips to the plate. Right-hander kicks and fires. Oh, another wave and a miss on a devastating slider below the zone. Labrada steps out frustrated with himself, rips off the helmet. When he digs back in, he'll see a nothing and two count. Last night for Labrada, he did pick up a double and a walk with three singles. Left-hander awaits the 0-2. Santos kicks and delivers, and he missed inside. That one caught Hicks. He goes tumbling into the dirt. Windisch will move up 90 feet. Hopefully Hicks is okay. Not sure what exactly happened there.
I think he got crossed up. I think he thought it was a breaking ball. It was a fastball low, and he thought he was going to block it in the dirt. And instead of blocking it, it just kept going straight.
That's what it looked like, looking at the replay now. And, yeah, Hicksy reached down, just overshot it a bit, and it got him on the back of the forearm towards the wrist. As a catcher, that's not a good spot to get hit, especially on your receiving hand. You know, for a lot of guys, especially pitchers, it's if you're a right-hander, the left side is really where you want things to get hurt if anything's going to happen. For a catcher, you need both of those, especially with a guy like Santos on the hill who has got really good stuff, including a fastball that has seen triple digits before.
They're checking out his hand right now. And there's so many small bones in that hand. You worry when the ball is coming at 95 miles an hour and it hits it directly.
There's Caber Rodriguez.
Caber has been the water man today. He gave Cody Freeman a little bit of water before. He's been a great off-day teammate. I think he just offered some to Labrada as well.
Caber's the best.
Yeah, he is.
That interview on the road and then part two yesterday was fantastic. Caber, a native Spanish speaker, did his first ever all-English interview with Zach Bigley, and it was phenomenal. That guy
was great.
A special story, a special person, and a special ball player as well.
Yeah. There's a reason why he's won two True Ranger Awards, is basically the guy who exemplifies the Rangers on and off the field. He is one of the best.
Santos ready to go. Hicks sticking back in there. He's got his right knee down. Here comes the offering, and it's inside. Hicks blocks, but it squirts away. And Windisch will come down to score the first run for the Travelers on the wild pitch. That's a tough one for Hicks behind the plate. You get drilled, and the next pitch is one off to your throwing arm side, and you got to try to slide over to catch it, especially against the left-handed hitter. That's tough to range over there. And you got a body on it, just couldn't get the angle quite right to keep it in front of the plate. Santos ready. He steps back. He's ready to go. Swing and a miss. He got him. Five strikeouts for Winston Santos, but the Travelers do get a run on just one hit. It was a double by Hogan Windisch. He came around to score on the wild pitch, and none left on base. We added the last of the fourth inning. Riders coming up. When we come back, it's the Riders out in front. 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Michael Morales back on the rubber for the bottom of the fourth. After the Travelers cut the Riders' lead to 2-1 in the top of the frame, it's Aaron Zavala to lead things off, and he's had quite a series. 3-for-9 for Zavala. The pitch home, and he shoots it the other way, but well foul into the seats. Zavala delivered an RBI sack fly his last time up. That was in the second inning against Morales. That gave the Riders their first run of the ball game. Right-hander kicks and delivers. This one hit high and deep to right, but hooking foul. Zavala found that pole side swing and hit it hard, but just couldn't keep it in the ballpark. Zavala now over the last two games back here at Riders Field. Three RBI, two last night, another here in one trip, and he bounces one to the second baseman, Rodden, who collects
and delivers to first base, one away on the 4-3 ground out. There's Abby Ortiz, who's, as Zach mentioned, his first trip to the plate, is playing in front of a special crowd tonight. Got to talk to Abby in the clubhouse earlier today and asked him who all was here, and he said everybody. He just went down the list, mom, dad, girlfriend. As the first pitch misses down and in to the left-handed hitter. Girlfriend's mom, brother, just kept going and going for Abby Ortiz. So he was thrilled to have some of his family here at the ballpark, and he's put on a show to this point. First off, just misses at the top of the zone. It's two balls and no strikes. Ortiz tripled and came around to score his last time up. The right-hander kicks and fires, and it misses outside. Ortiz well ahead, three balls and no strikes. With one away and a 2-1 ball game here in the last of the fourth. Morales kicks and delivers. Ortiz takes a called strike. Upper third of the zone. That's a pitch that Abby Ortiz loves to hit hard, but being patient in a 3-0 count. Now 3-1. Expect him to be swinging the pitch. Well upstairs, above his head, and Abby Ortiz is on for the second time tonight, this time with a walk. First walk issued by Morales here in his Double-A debut, the 26th overall in the year. Came in with 25 over 84 innings while striking out 80. Guy that's had a ton of success at the high level. It was time to get the bump for Morales. Here's Cepeda. And the first pitch misses just off the outer edge on the right-handed hitting right fielder. Cepeda delivered an RBI double his last time up in his first at-bat in almost a week after spending some time on the development list. The pitch home. That one called a strike. Just caught the bottom of the zone with a curveball. Cepeda wins. Ortiz at first base. Long pause for Morales. Here's the pitch. And a miss downstairs. Two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting right fielder. He waves the bat over his right shoulder. And awaits the pitch on its way. That time inside. Back-to-back batters have reached 3-1 counts against Michael Morales, who despite that two-run bottom of the second inning has kept the pitch count relatively low. Still not to 50 as Cepeda takes a called strike. Just caught the inner edge. And the count moves to full. Cepeda yet to swing the bat in this trip to the dish. He'll have to protect with a two-strike count. The payoff pitch, Abby Ortiz started, and the pitch misses inside. It's ball four. Back-to-back walks issued by Morales. And Freyer Chavez will dig in. Zach, I don't have the numbers in front of me on Freyer Chavez home runs this year, but it seems like all of his home runs have been three-run shots to left field.
Well, you're pretty close. Chavi has had one three-run homer, but two-run homers.
Oh, it's the two runs. Year. Okay. The most recent, I believe, was a three-run.
Yes, shot. That's right. But two of them have been to left field.
Nice. A little backside power. Get it up in the wind stream. It'll help push it out. Tonight, the wind relatively dead here at Riders Field. If anything, it's blowing in from center field, which is kind of a rarity at this ballpark. Chavez singled and swiped a bag in that second inning. And the first pitch catches the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Chavi batting from the left side. I've mentioned before, Chavez, a switch hitter, began teaching himself how to switch hit at age 13. With a righty on the hill, digs in from the left side. The pitch, again, glides over the heart of the plate. And it's nothing and two on Freyer Chavez. One gone, and Abimelech Ortiz at second. Haysel Cepeda behind him at first base. Jake Anchia, the catcher, will step out and deliver a message to his infield.
Mentioned the wind. Probably on a normal night, we've seen two homers tonight. We have two balls off the very top of the wall, one from each side.
Certainly so. Chavez awaits the 0-2. The pitch. Breaking ball well inside. Curveball. Michael Morales. Ball and two strikes. On number two in the cream uniform tonight. Riders clad in those home creams. Pitch home. Well upstairs that time. Chavi works it back to 2-2. Top of the card looming for the third time through against Michael Morales. And nobody up and throwing in the bullpen quite yet for the Travelers, but there's some movement, some stretching going on. Morales looks back at Ortiz. He delivers home, and that one pops up over Anchia's head. That'll get both runners over. Ortiz over to third. Cepeda up to second base. And Chavez, in a 3-2 count, has a chance to pad the Rough Riders' lead here in the bottom of the fourth.
It was a curveball that bounced on the dirt in front of the plate and just kind of used Anchia's wrist and just rode it like a ramp, firing it straight up back to the plate, or behind the plate, I should say. And Chavi could help blow this one open with a base hit.
He certainly could. The Travelers pull the infield in with one away. 3-2. A payoff pitch. Taken downstairs. The Riders have him loaded. Three straight walks for Michael Morales here in the fourth. After none over his first three innings of work.
And it's been five pitch walks, six pitch walks, six pitch walks. So Riders driving that pitch count northward.
Certainly so, and it's the top of the lineup. There comes the pitching coach. And Michael Peoples out of the first base dugout. He wants to talk something over with the right-hander making his Double-A debut. Obviously, that second inning wasn't ideal for Morales after a 1-2-3 first, but that's going to happen, especially adjusting to the Double-A level here in his Double-A debut. But this is what you really have to watch out for, is walks to load the bases. So often, those early walks in an inning will come back to bite you, and Osuna would love to make it really hurt.
Especially walks to the bottom of the order.
Certainly so.
Setting it up for this top part of the order.
The bottom third of the Riders' order tonight is 3-for-3 with a single, double, triple, and now three walks. First pitch to Osuna. Missed downstairs. 1-0, and you have to expect for Osuna, he's looking for one specific pitch to drive. Lefty awaits. The right-hander's pitch. This one ripped into deep right center field. Headed back, it'll bounce off the bottom of the wall. Two runs in, Chavez getting the wave. Osuna trying to stretch it to third. The throw to the plate is all the way to the backstop. It's a bases-clearing triple for Alejandro Osuna. And the Riders are now in front 5-1. Alejandro Osuna continues to rank for the Riders, playing in just his sixth game as a Frisco Rough Rider.
That's now eight hits for him, five of them for extra bases, four doubles and now a triple. And you said he was looking for a specific pitch. He got a fastball right at the bottom of the zone and 107 miles an hour exit velocity into right center.
The infield in again for the Travelers, who now trail 5-1. Here's Liam Hicks, who's 0-for-2. He takes the first offering downstairs. Osuna dancing around at third base, just daring Jake Anchia to make a throw over there. What a start to the Double-A career it's been for Alejandro Osuna. The pitch to Hicks, again downstairs. The Riders have blown it open 5-1 with a two-run bottom of the second, now three runs here in the fourth. The pitch home, Hicks ropes it to deep right field. Labrada coming in, he makes the grab. Here comes Osuna to the plate. The throw is up the line. No chance to get him. And it's 6-1 Frisco. Sacrifice fly for Liam Hicks. And boy, this series, a home-and-home series, has been the tale of two halves for the Riders. They struggled offensively at Nicky Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. They now, in back-to-back games, have put up at least 6 runs, and they've done it early. In the first half of all games, it was 6 runs yesterday in the opening frame. Tonight, it's 6, and 6 through this fourth inning, and Josh Hatcher would love to add to that. He toes the left-hander batter's box. The first pitch, chopped on the ground, right side. Windisch has it. He races to the first base pillow in front of Hatcher. Inning over, but the Riders use a 3-run triple from Alejandro Osuna to propel their lead. They lead it 6-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. We head to the top of the fifth when we come back. It's Zach Bigley on the mic.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders with a 6-1 advantage for Winston Santos. Jake Anchia, Caden Polkovich, and Blake Rambusch, the 3-2 up against Santos. It's bottom third of the order in the fifth inning for Arkansas. The Riders with 2 runs in the second and 4 in the fourth inning. Bases clearing triple for Alejandro Osuna. What a start to his Double-A career it's been. There's Jake Anchia. Anchia hit by a pitch in the second. Santos has only allowed 1 run after Hogan Windisch doubled in the fourth. 2 wild pitches brought him home. Santos has struck out 5 through 4 innings. He offers home. And that's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1 on a first pitch slider. Probably a few more pitches than Santos would like. He rocks in the 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2, but it has been nonetheless a very good night for Santos. So far, he's thrown 65 pitches, at least coming into this inning, through 4 innings. He's ahead 0-2, and he brings it in. Low and outside, missing with the slider. It's 1-2. Santos went just 2 2/3 innings in his first game here in Double-A, so already well surpassed that. He rocks in the 1-2. Check swing. He went around off the outside corner. Strike 3. 6 strikeouts for Santos. 1 away, and here's Caden Polkovich. Ground out to first for the left fielder, his first time up. Chia clearly going around on that last check swing. Polkovich very slightly open at the plate. The pitch. That's across the outside corner with a changeup, and it's 0-1. Polkovich playing here in this building for, interestingly enough, the 5th consecutive year, the 0-1. It's up and outside. It's 1-1. He's played here as a member of the Travelers in each of the last 4 seasons. Then he played in the 2020 Frisco Classic as well. as a member of Oklahoma State. The pitch is in the dirt. Missing with a slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Trying to make his way up to AAA after being a mainstay in this Arkansas lineup over the last few years. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. Two balls and two strikes on Polkovich. The Rambush waiting on deck. As we take a look down into the farm, the Hickory Crawdads were rained out yesterday at the high A level on July 4th, so they're playing a doubleheader at Winston-Salem today. They have completed game one. 2-2. That shot down the right field line. It drops in fair and rolls down into the corner. Polkovich around first on his way to second. Cepeda digs it out of the corner and rifles it back in, and he holds him with two bags. Polkovich with a double down the right field line, and it's a one-out base runner for the Travs here in the fifth. That was a rifle shot down the right field line at 103 off the bat. Rambush steps in now from the right side. Grounded out to third his first time up. Nine-hole hitter. Sebastian Walcott has been someone who we've kept a close eye on because he's the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. And he got off to a really slow start. The first 2 months of the season hitting under 200. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Rambush. Swing and a miss. Slider low and away in the dirt, and it's 0-1. Well, since the very beginning of June, he has really turned it on. Walcott, in his last 30 games, is hitting .313 with an over .500 slugging percentage and a .920 OPS. Santos looks back to second. The 0-1. That's popped up into shallow right field. Cepeda under it, and he makes the grab. Polkovich bluffs a tag and holds right at second base. Two outs. 6-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Top of the order now for Arkansas. It's Ben Williamson who stands in. And it's really hard to remember sometimes that Sebastian Walcott, for all the hype that's surrounding him within this organization, he's still just 18 years old, and he's a young 18. He'll be 18 for the rest of this year and won't turn 19 until May 14th of next year. And the native of the Bahamas really showing off at high A. Here's the stretch. A look back towards second. Santos fires. It's across the inside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders is leading 6-1 over Arkansas here in the fifth inning. So whether it's the end of this year, if the Rangers are really aggressive with him, or next year, Santos will probably be a Rough Rider. The pitch is inside, and it's one ball and one strike, and we'll be excited to see him when he comes up, but it's been fun to follow from afar and see how Walcott has gotten better and better as the year has progressed. Overall numbers might not wow you, but he's swinging the bat really well. Stretch in the pitch. Swinging a foul back into Hicks' glove, and it's 1-2 on Williamson now with two down, six strikeouts for Santos, a chance for a seventh, and a chance to get through five complete innings. He readies and brings it home. Swing and a miss. Got him. Hicks applies the tag to complete the strikeout on a slider in the dirt. Winston Santos with seven strikeouts through five, and he strands a double in the fifth inning. Riders lead 6-1. Bottom five next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cody Freeman begins the home half of the fifth for the Rough Riders. It's 4, 5, and 6 in the Frisco order. Freeman 2 for 2 today with a double and a single. Riders leading 6-1. Michael Morales back out there. He offers home. And the first pitch flutters up and in on the curveball. It's 1-0. Freeman doubling to center field in the second, off the top of the left center field wall, and then singling into left. 1-for-4 day yesterday. He inserts his right foot into the back of the box. He's ready to go. Morales from the first base side of the rubber pitches. A chopper foul at the plate, squibbing off to the left side. It's 1-1. Freeman has been the mainstay in the Rough Riders' order in the middle of it, with Kellen Strom on the injured list now. Freeman surpasses him in games played. He's 71 now. Out of the 80 the Rough Riders have played, lead the team. 1-1. It's right down the heart of the plate for a strike. A slider, and it's 1-2. Riders scoring 4 runs in the 4th inning thanks to Morales. 1-2. Off the plate away, 2-2. 3 walks, and all 3 came in to score. That's after not walking a batter in the previous 3 innings. 2-2. Curveball down in the dirt. Off the outside corner, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Freeman. Cody has seen his strikeout rate jump up a little bit, the walk rate a little bit more as well. Morales deals home. Swing and a miss. Freeman down on strikes, and there's one away. It has not been a high-volume strikeout night for Morales, just his second. Max Acosta stands in now. Acosta reached on an error by the shortstop Young in the second, and then lined out to center field, and Blake Rambusch made a nice sliding catch in right center field back in the third inning. Offering in. Slips across the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. Six runs on 6 hits for the Rough Riders. 0-1. He tops it on the ground out to short. Young charges, picks, tosses on the run, and gets Acosta. Shortstop on shortstop crime. There are 2 outs. Aaron Zavala climbs in now for the Riders. 6 runs on 6 hits for the Riders. 1 run on 2 hits for Arkansas. Both have been doubles. And there's action out of the bullpen. It's Ricky DeVito who's warming in the Frisco pen. Here's the wind back of the pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line, and he hooked it foul with near home run distance. It's 0-1. Second time Zavala has done that today. Sack fly back in the second. He's 0-for-1. 0-1 pitch. That one's flying out of play to the left side. It's 0-2, and Zavala's been hacking today. He has yet to take a pitch. 4 foul balls and 2 balls in play. Wind back in the 0-2. He takes there, and it's right down the middle. Strike 3 on the curve. Two strikeouts, give him three total for Morales. He throws a 1-2-3 fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go top six. The Rough Riders, a 6-1 advantage, and we'll have some trivia for you on the other side on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ricky DeVito takes over on the mound for Winston Santos, who is done after five innings of work at 6-1 Rough Riders. Santos with a stellar start in his second career double-A start. And DeVito faces Cole Young in the first pitch. Is a fastball that rides across the outside corner for a strike at 97. It's 0-1. It's the beer batter. So if he strikes out, it'll be a beer prices as the pitch is outside. It's 1-1. Specialty beer prices, that is. That final line on Winston Santos, another good start in his season, in his first year at the AA level. The 1-1. Swinging a bounding ball out to second base. Chavez backhand, straightens and throws him out. One away. Harry Ford stands in now. That final line, five innings. He struck out 7-1 walk. He only surrendered one unearned run on two hits. So the Riders very happy with their 6-1 lead. Hey, Luke, how about some trivia? Does that sound good?
Let's get it done.
All right, so we tied into this day in baseball history. Harry Ford stands in from the right side. It was on this date back in 2002 that a legend in the game passed away. The pitch rides inside with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Ted Williams passed away at the age of 83 back on July 5th, 2002. He was one of the best hitters of all time. Here's the stretch in the offering home. Inside again, nearly hit him. And it's 2-0 back to the backstop. Back in 1941, Ted Williams hit 406. He was the last player, the most recent player, to hit 400 in a season. So today's trivia for you, Luke. As here's the stretch and the 2-0 pitch on the way to Ford. And that's just a bit inside on a slider, and it's 3-0. The trivia is, can you name the top 10 players with the closest batting average to 400, so the highest since 1941? DeVito fires. Inside again, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Harry Ford, one out in the sixth inning, runner aboard, Riders lead 6-1. So just to contextualize it, there's one player who has in the top 10 twice for a single season, and so you're guessing, I guess, nine total players for the top 10.
This one's going to be tough. I do think I know one of them. I'm started off with the same guess that I did the last time you asked trivia, George Brett.
George Brett is second on the list, hitting 390 as the pitch is on the outside corner to Brock Rodden for a strike. It's 0-1.
This is where it gets tough for me.
You know all these players.
Oh, I'm sure.
Does
Arias make the list, or does he?
He does not.
Does not.
No. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. That's inside. It's one ball and one strike. And this is excluding Negro Leagues players, by the way.
Okay.
Because they would not qualify in a regular Major League season.
Okay. Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken is not in the top 10. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Outside to Rodden. It's two balls and one strike.
Dustin Pedroia?
Not in the top 10. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 2-2. We're looking for the top 10 single season batting averages in Major League history since 1941 when Ted Williams hit 406. DeVito readies. And a throw over to first, quick, and not in time.
Oh, man.
You want me to start giving you ears here?
How many Hall of Famers do we have out of that?
Oh, a ton of Hall of Famers.
Is it mostly? All right, I'll take some hits.
Six Hall of Famers, one guy who is going to be eligible next year. The pitch is a ground ball to first. Ortiz has got it. Fakes down to second. Turns and steps on the first base bag. Ford down to second base. Two outs. Hogan Windisch, the batter. So the most recent one happened in 2004.
Okay.
A player hit 372.
2004. Ichiro?
It was Ichiro. Okay. Yep, he set the single season hits record that year as well with 262 hits, breaking George Sisler's record. First pitch to Windisch. That one's in the air to the right side and foul 0-2, 0-1, I should say. Number 1 is the same as number 10. 1994 and 1997.
Okay.
Pitch home. Ground ball foul to the left side, 0-2. There's that nasty split change that DeVito throws.
97.
Oh, 2. That's up and in. Missing with a curve. One ball and two strikes. At 394 in 1994.
That's unreal.
Closest to 400 since 1941. He is in the Hall of Fame. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Ricky DeVito with a clean inning. Walking just one. And the Rough Riders carry their 6-1 advantage to the bottom of the sixth. We'll continue trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up. Peace A-Town, Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Rough Riders lead it 6-1 as we go to the home half of the sixth inning. Abby Ortiz starts it off. He's Luke Manley. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. Bottom third of the order due up. They're combined 3-for-3 with three walks. Michael Morales making his double-A debut. Pitching into the sixth. The offer's home. Ortiz grounds it hard up the middle into right center. It's a base hit. Ortiz a wide turn. He stomps on the brakes and now heads into second base and he makes it in there. Aggressive base running from Ortiz paying off on the bobble from Labrada in right center. We'll see how that scored. If they give him single and an error or if they go with a straight double. There was a ruling earlier because Acosta missed third base and was called out on appeal. Abimelech Ortiz's triple has been changed to a single. So poor luck there, and we'll see what this one is ruled. Here's Heysel Cepeda. Runner at second, nobody out. Pitch home. Breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. So continuing trivia, Luke. We're looking for the top 10 batting averages in Major League history since 1941 when Ted Williams was the most recent player to hit 400 or better. You've gotten George Brett and Ichiro so far. The 0-1. That one's flying in the air down the left field line. This one has eyes for the terrace, and it's just short of it. It's caught by Polkovich, and Ortiz gets back into second base. Just off the end of the bat. Just missing the home run terrace. And a fly ball out to left field for Cepeda.
Yeah, that's a really good-looking swing from Cepeda. He's put a couple really nice swings on the baseball tonight. That's a good sign for a guy coming off the development list. Great to see. While we were away, I did think of something, and it's not from the guess or the hint of being from the year 97 or 94, but did Stan Musial do it?
Stan Musial in 1948 hit 376. He's number six on our list.
This 90s era has me in a spin right now.
One out, runner at second. The pitch up and away, and it's 1-0. They do go single and an error on Labrada, the right fielder for Ortiz. He's at second base. Here's the 1-0. Fouled away down the left side. 1-1.
Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn. He's number 1 and number 10.
That's unreal.
So he hit 398 in 1994. And then in 1997 hit 372. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Check swing strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Number 3 is a little bit of a cheat.
Cheat.
Yeah. It's a familiar name on this list. But it's the first time he's on this list, if that makes sense. 1957. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Well, with the changeup at the bottom of the zone. Chavez down on strikes. It's the fourth strikeout for Morales. And Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card steps in. 6-1. Frisco leads it. Bottom six. I'll just tell you, this is tough. It's Ted Williams again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So looking at number four, 1977, this player hit 388. Hall of Famer. First pitch. Osuna swings, fouls it into Anchia's glove. It's 0-1.
It wouldn't be 77, but Helton had a high year.
Todd Helton in 2000. He's number 8 on the list. He wasn't the only player from that year on this list either. The pitch is drilled out into right field. This one is going a long way. Goodbye! Alejandro Osuna visits the Lazy River for his first career double-A homer, and it's 8-1. The Rough Riders lead it. A splashdown for Osuna. 105 off the bat, 387 feet into right center field. Alejandro Suna adds on to his RBI triple with a two-run homer, and that's it for Michael Morales in his Double-A debut. Wow. Rough Riders all over the right-hander. Alejandro Osuna tattooing his first career Double-A homer. And the Rough Riders chase the starter in the sixth with two down. Liam Hicks due up. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher for Arkansas when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network. It's 8-1 Frisco.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders all over the Travelers. It's 8-1 Frisco here in the sixth inning, and Kyle Hill is the new pitcher. Hill taking over for Michael Morales. Riders leading it 8-1 after the two-run Alejandro Osuna home run. Liam Hicks is 0-for-2 in the sac fly today. Here's the stretch from Hill and the offering in. That's up. It's one ball and no strikes. We'll finish out trivia here, Luke. We have number 4, number 5, and number 7 on the list of the highest batting averages since 1941 in Major League history, single season.
Do we have a list crossover here from some earlier trivia?
I think we do. Pitches a strike, and it's 1-1.
Rod Carew.
Rod
okay.
Carew, number 4. We're looking at two players, one in 1999, one in 2000, to finish out the list.
2000.
1-1. Breaking ball falls in there for a strike at the top of the zone, 1-2.
Todd Helton in 2000.
Todd Helton in 2000. There was
another
player,
one.
And the year before his teammate did it. 1-2, fouled back, and it's still one ball and two strikes. His Hall of Fame teammate.
Hall of Fame teammate.
At 379. The pitch is low and outside. 2-2. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, give this one to me.
Larry Walker.
Okay.
2-2 is just low. Three balls, two strikes. And the last player looking at the year 2000, a shortstop.
2000.
Won back-to-back batting titles in 1999 and 2000. The pitch. Up and away, ball 4. Hicks walks. And Hill allows the first man he faces to get aboard. Brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. 8-1 Ryder is in the bottom of the sixth.
Is this final player a Hall of Famer?
He's not.
Not a Hall of Famer. Hall of Very Good?
Hall of Very Good. I think kids our age really loved this guy. He was on Backyard Baseball. He was a fan favorite.
Nomar
Garcia Parra.
Wow.
The pitch. Outside, it's 1-0 to Hatch.
I would have never thought.
372 average in 2000.
Okay.
So there's your list. Good job.
You got me.
1-0. That's down. Back pick to first. Not in time. Two balls, no strikes. These are top 10 batting averages since 1941 in Major League history. Pretty big names on that list.
Certainly so.
2-0 pitch to Hatcher. Swinging a high fly ball. Hit to center field. Pushing Rambusch back. He's at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. A Hatcher flies out of the deepest part of the ballpark, and it retires the side. But the Rough Riders, two more runs on two hits, an error, and one left on. Two-run homer, Alejandro Osuna is first in his Double-A career. We go top seven. Luke Maley back on the mic after this on the Riders Baseball Network, with Frisco leading 8-1.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. Here. Top of the seventh inning, the Riders have opened it up. They lead 8-1 after the two-run homer by Alejandro Osuna. What a start to the Double-A career it's been for him. Five RBI tonight. A bases-clearing triple, then the two-run homer. And Ricky DeVito is back on the hill. He gets Victor Labrada to open things up in the first pitch. Runs a bit outside, 95, and the Rough Riders catchers will tell you that Ricky DeVito arguably has the best stuff behind Emiliano Teoda, who starts tomorrow. Pitch home, downstairs. There's the changeup from DeVito. But at times, DeVito has some control issues. Gives up a few too many walks to his liking, but he's kept the numbers intact as he misses downstairs. 95 again, three balls and no strikes. Just because it's so hard to hit against him. Then as of late, over the last month, he's been phenomenal. But it's a four-pitch walk to Victor Labrada to open the frame. Missing outside with a fastball. Jake Anchia will come up. Riders' bullpen has been just unreal good as of late. They had one blow-up inning earlier in this series, and that's ballooned their ERA to 3.38 across 16 innings. But they're coming off a month in June where they posted a 1.58 as Anchia takes a called strike, 96 on the outer third. And Ricky DeVito was a really big part of that success over the month for the Riders. Right-hander comes set, the red glove at his chest. Lifts and fires, swing and a miss, 96, blew it by him. And Anchia behind nothing and two after the leadoff walk of Victor Labrada. DeVito has his sign. Set to go, the pitch. Breaking ball, got him looking. Breaking ball at the lower third, froze him. Ricky DeVito picks up his second strikeout. And there's one away here in the seventh.
Chatting with DeVito earlier, he said that he loves coming in high leverage situations because it makes it so he locks in a little bit more. And then he jokingly said, when guys get aboard, it makes me lock in a little bit more as well. What I really need to work on is getting that first guy out. I'm really good at walking the first guy and then getting the rest of the guys out.
Offers a first pitch strike to the left-handed hitting Caden Polkovich.
And that's what he's been doing this month, or I should say last month, as he went 9 scoreless innings, 9 strikeouts, 9 walks.
It's been unbelievable from DeVito. He gets a swing and a miss ahead, nothing and two again. That time a changeup below the zone. He got Polkovich to chase. Yeah, a perfect zero ERA across 9 innings in the month of June. And he ended May with back-to-back scoreless outings. So he's run it up to 9 consecutive without a run. Here's one flared into the crowd off to the third base side. Stays 0-2.
Pretty good with the Clippers, too, Luke.
He is good with the Clippers. Gave you a nice lineup earlier today.
Yeah, I got the haircut here. This is by DeVito.
Here by Ricky. Pitch home, and it misses outside.
I don't know if we can pop on camera here, but you see this beautiful job by Ricky.
Ricky did this amazing work. Got to show it off. Right-hander ready, the 1-2. Polkovich on its way, and it's fouled back this way. Out of play.
It's tough to make me look good, so he did a great job.
He's the barber for a lot of the team. Everybody always calls Ricky. Hey, man, I need a haircut.
Yeah, it started when he was in college, and he said he's glad he did it because he works at a barber shop in the offseason.
The 1-2 to Polkovich, tapped on the ground. Ortiz has it at first. He fires to Acosta, back to first, in time. A 3-6-3 double play. Ortiz started it. He finished it off. And sandwiched between Abby Ortiz was the shortstop, Max Acosta. It's a 1-2-3, top of the seventh for Ricky DeVito. He works around the leadoff walk. It's no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Way to the bottom of the seventh. Riders out in front, 8-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the seventh inning, Riders hanging on to a 7-run lead. It's 8-1 Frisco over Arkansas. And there's a new arm on the hill after Kyle Hill exited. His counterpart, Reed Morgan, comes on. Right-hander kicks and fires. Freeman sends the first pitch back to the screen. Well, Kyle Hill wears the number 16. Reed Morgan wears number 17. They're back-to-back right next to each other on the roster for Arkansas, and they're pitching back-to-back here tonight. Morgan, the third pitcher for the Travelers tonight. Second pitch to Freeman is cut on and missed. Good-looking changeup on the outer edge. Morgan on the year, 1-2 with a 5.72 ERA. This is the 24th time he's heard his name called. Former 13th rounder by the Mariners. As that one misses well outside, it's skipped in. 1-2 on the right end of hitting Freeman. Morgan was selected back in 2019 by the Mariners out of South Carolina. Originally from Texarkana, Texas. Has pitched in the series. As Freeman asks for time, he steps out. Morgan, the long blonde hair flowing out of that ball cap. Right-hander with his teal glove at the belt and kicks. There's a breaking ball chopped on the ground left side. Nice grab by Williamson and a beautiful throw to first in front of Freeman. One away. Third baseman Ben Williamson made quite an effort there. Ranged over towards shortstop and delivered a strike. A tough throw. Beat Freeman to the bag. Max Acosta steps in. Mentioned Reed Morgan pitched in the series back in game two of this series on Tuesday. He was able to pitch a scoreless inning. Pitch home, and Acosta just caught a piece of it. Foul ball. He went one inning in relief. He earned the win as he came on in the top of the seventh inning and then in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Travelers, who were trailing at the time, erupted for four runs and ended up winning the ball game. Pitch home. And Acosta takes a bit downstairs with a fastball. Marks the lone win of the year for the right-hander on the hill. As he lifts and delivers. Again, missing below the zone. Max Acosta jumps ahead. Two balls and a strike. Looks like Brian Chi is getting loose for the Riders as Acosta fouls one back to the screen. And it is Brian Chi, the right-hander warming in the bullpen down the third baseline. The Riders go home. Max Acosta tonight is 0-for-3. He reached on an error in the second inning. Has since lined out and grounded out. Sees a 2-2 count. With one away here in the bottom of the seventh. It's been a breath of fresh air for the Riders' offense. Back-to-back nights, scoring at least seven runs. They've done it with some big innings. Long pause for Morgan. He lifts the pitch on its way, well inside. Acosta hopped out of the way of it. And the count runs to full. Acosta wiggles the bat over his right shoulder. Here's the pitch. Taken and a miss down and in. Max Acosta works a one-out walk. First time he's reached base tonight. Becomes the seventh different Rough Rider to trot down to first this evening. Aaron Zavala still looking to find his way aboard for the first time, but he has delivered an important run tonight. It came on a sacrifice fly in that second inning. First pitch to him, runs outside. Zavala from the left side. Zavala's really found his swing as of late. We've seen some deep fly balls, but in foul territory here in this one. As the 1-0 on its way, a shot out to deep left field this time. Polkovich going back. He's at the track, and he's there to make the grab. There's a ball retired on the fly out to left. It chased Polkovich back a bit. And here's Abimelech Ortiz, who has reached all three times tonight. He has scored all three times tonight. In the first trip to the dish, he picked up what he thought was a triple, turned into a single, and has walked and singled since, scoring three runs. The pitch runs off the plate. And for a guy at Abimelech Ortiz that has
so much of his family here at this one. It's got to be a breath of fresh air for him just being able to see the familiar faces and kind of wipe the slate clean. Pitch home, and there's a big rip, but he came up empty, 1-1. For Abby Ortiz, it hasn't exactly been the season that he's wanted to this point after hitting 33 homers last year. He's got 5 this year, but he's been seeing the ball well over the last couple of days. The pitch down in the dirt, gloved by Anchia behind the dish. Was able to knock it down and keep Max Acosta put at first base. Acosta at first, a 2-1 count to Abby Ortiz with 2 gone. Here in the last of the 7. Morgan, a deep breath. He lifts and fires, and Ortiz takes downstairs, 91. And it's a 3-1 advantage for the left-handed slugger. Not only did Abby Ortiz hit 33 homers last year, but put up unreal slugging numbers. The pitch home. Missed off the plate, and Abimelech Ortiz has worked his second walk. He's now reached all 4 times today against the Traveler staff. And that'll prompt a conversation from our battery. Jake Anchia trots out to the hill to greet Reed Morgan. And Hazel Cepeda digs in, and what a night it's been for Cepeda. Seeing his first action in quite some time. Delivered an RBI double his first trip, drew a walk and scored a run in the 4th inning. And his last time up, hit a deep fly ball to left, but it just didn't quite get out of the yard. Ended up being a flyout. Over the course of the year, Cepeda, a massive frame, 6'5", a guy that packs a punch, but we've seen him struggle to pull the ball with a lot of power on the year, just 1 homer. He's had a lot of success shooting the baseball the other way towards right field, but he's found that pole swing tonight. The pitch just missed the bottom of the zone. Acel Cepeda batting from the right side with 2 gone and 2 aboard in the bottom of the 7th. Morgan looks to second. He lifts the pitch. Swinging a foul ball. That one caught Cepeda on that front leg. And Morgan pulls even at a ball and a strike. Morgan set. He kicks and fires, and it runs downstairs, a 2-1 advantage for the 6'5 Cuban outfielder in Hazel Cepeda. Acosta at second base, Ortiz at first, both reached via the walk. Here's the pitch, chopped on the ground, out towards shortstop. Young has it, he'll underhand flip to Rodden at second base, and the inning comes to a close. No runs on no hits, no errors, and 2 stranded for the Riders. In the 7th, we head to the 8th inning. Riders well out in front. It's 8-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Bailey with you. It's an 8-1 advantage for the Riders. In the bottom of the card, due up for the Travelers here to open the eighth. It's against a new arm, the right-hander in Brian Shi, 25-year-old. Rocks and delivers. The first pitch he throws is called a strike, a fastball at the bottom of the zone.
Luke, I have a nomination for the best tweet of the night. I just ran across.
Let's hear it.
After this pitch.
Okay. 0-1 from Chi on its way. This one laced into right center field. It'll dunk down. A base hit for Blake Rambusch, who starts off the eighth with a single against Chi.
So, Pittsburgh Pirates tonight, Paul Skeens is the big story. He went 7 innings, like 2 runs on 8 hits. But the Pirates' offense might have upstaged him. They had 7 home runs tonight. And the Pirates tweeted, "We hit so many home runs that we ran out of fireworks. We're being serious."
Love when that happens. Chi delivers. The first pitch to Williamson is up and in. A bit of chin music. It looked like maybe he offered. Like they say, ball one. And jumping out of the way of it, he kind of moved the bat around like a swing. Pitch home, and he swung at that one, fouled it back to the screen. Ball and a strike. At the top of the card, the third baseman, Ben Williamson, who's 0 for 3 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. First look he has at Brian Shi, who over his last 2 appearances, over 4 innings of work, has given up 4 runs. The pitch home. This one fouled back towards this way. It'll fall into the crowd. The ball and 2 strikes now. In the month for Chi, go back to June 12th here at Riders Field. He was able to spin 3 one-hit scoreless frames with 3 strikeouts. Right-hander peers over his shoulder. At first, here's a tapper back to him. Chi has it. He'll fire to second, and it's into center field. He put the throw on the money, but both Chavez and Acosta were kind of looking at each other like, who's going to take the bag? Generally, in a play like that, it would be the shortstop Acosta, and it split him and went into center field.
Usually before each pitch, the middle infielders communicate as to who's going to cover the bag. And they both came together on the pillow. So a little miscommunication and just an unfortunate miscue, because that could have been a double play.
It certainly could have. Chi helped himself out. But instead, it's first and second. As Rambusch goes to second base, Williamson at first. And the first offering to Cole Young, called a strike. Riders still in front, 8-1. The Travelers threatening here in the top of the eighth inning. Chi kicks and fires. Here's a chopper. That's a double play ball. Acosta's got it. He takes it to the bag himself and fires to first. There's the double play. Rambusch over to third base, but there's 2 away here in the eighth for Brian Chi. Harry Ford will dig in. He walked his last time up, but is 0 for 2 outside of that walk. Eight to one our score. As Ford digs in from the right side with Rambusch standing over at third base. Shi peers in. He lifts and delivers. Just misses outside. Right-hander ready. High leg kick and the pitch. Ford lays off of it. It's called a strike on the outer edge. A leadoff single from Blake Rambusch. He stands 90 feet away from scoring the second run for the Travelers tonight. But the Riders holding on to a 7-run advantage. She lifts, fires, and misses downstairs. Fastball at 93. Brock Rodden stands on deck. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Six-foot righty. Glove pin at the belt. High leg kick, the pitch. This one flared out to right field and twisting into the seats. A foul ball.
Luke, the official scoring decision is an E1.
Fielder's choice E1.
Fielder's choice E1. So the Riders have committed two errors in this series, and both of them have been by pitchers.
That's a tough one to swallow for Brian G. Not exactly his error. It is on the stat sheet as this one chopped foul on the third baseline. Kick into play, and Aaron Zavala will go flip it into the crowd. Two balls and two strikes with two gone and a runner at third base in Blake Rambush. Harry Ford working against the right-hander G. A deep breath. G's ready to go. The pitch. Fouled back just over the netting. And into the crowd, just off to the right of home plate. And the count remains 2-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Ford awaits. The pitch, this one ripped to deep left field. Zavala ranging back. He's a couple steps in front of the track. He's there to make the grab. Brian Chi has himself a scoreless eighth inning. He works around the leadoff single. It's no runs on one hit, one error, and one stranded for the Travelers. We end the last of the eighth. Riders do up when we come back. It's the Frisco in front, 8-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Franer Chavez gets the last of the eighth inning started for the Rough Riders. It comes against the new arm in Travis Kuhn. Kuhn making his second appearance in the series against the Riders, his 28th of the year, a first pitch spinner. Is called a strike on the left-handed hitting Chavez. Kuhn is 2-4 with a 4.6 ERA across 27 games. As Chavez waves and misses again at the breaking ball, it's nothing in two. Travis Kuhn, originally from Laguna Hills, California, stayed relatively close by playing at San Diego before being drafted by the Mariners in 2019 and coming in the 19th round. Of that draft. So kicks and fires. Misses up and away. Franer Chavez. All in two strikes. Kuhn pitched in the final game back on Wednesday of the... Here's a ground ball towards the third baseman, Williamson, who has it, fires a head-high strike to retire Chavez. But pitched in the final game of the home side of things for the Travelers in the home-and-home series back on July 3rd. He allowed one hit across two frames, striking out a pair. That ended up being a walk-off win in the 10th inning for the Travelers. Righty kicks and fires, and Osuna takes a called strike. What a night it's been for Alejandro Osuna. He is 2-for-4 with a triple, a homer, 2 runs scored, and 5 RBI. As he watches one off the plate, 95 on the radar gun. Home run marked his 6th extra base hit across his 6 games with the Riders. As the pitch home, he laces down the left field line and into the stands. Alejandro Osuna has been on an extra base tear, not only with the Riders, but he go back to his final game in Hickory, where he hit for the cycle, logged 5 RBI. So in his last 7 games, he has 2 5 RBI games. Pitch home, chopped on the ground, left side, and foul again. Whole side shift on. I'm sorry, Zach.
In 2 games in his last 7 as well, where he has a triple and a homer.
Unreal. He has been a wonderful addition at the top of the card for the Riders. Kellen Strom, the everyday leadoff man, on short stint on the injured list. Pitch home, and Osuna waves and fouls it back into the mitt, and he's down on strikes. 2 away on the first strikeout for Travis Kuhn in this ballgame. Liam Hicks will get things going. He's 0-for-2 tonight, and his last 2 at-bats has delivered a sacrifice fly that brought home Osuna after his bases clearing triple. And then in the 6th inning, Hicks, he worked a walk and then was stranded there at first base. At-bat of the night for Hicksy, or hardest hit ball, came on a line out, his first trip up in the first inning, right at Hogan Windisch. The first pitch from Kuhn misses just off the outer edge to the left-handed hitting Hicks. Pitch home, misses down and in. And last night, Liam Hicks reached on a fielder's choice, but he went 0-for-4. He still hit in 4 of his last 6 games, not including tonight. He's ahead, 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher on deck. The pitch home. That one across the heart of the plate. Middle with the breaking ball. And Kuhn is on the board. 2-1. Pitch home. Just missed downstairs yet again. It's a 3-1 advantage for the Rough Riders catcher. Hicksy's also scored in 4 of his last 6 games. The pitch home, fouled back to the screen. The count moves to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shifted for Hicks to pull. Payoff pitch, this one pulled down the line, and Windisch able to glove it. It popped out of his glove, but led him right to the first base bag, and Liam Hicks becomes the final out of the 8th. We head to the top of the 9th, where Zach Bigley will rejoin us. It's the Riders over the Travelers, 8-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. It's the Rough Riders out in front of the Travelers 8-1 in this fifth game of the six-game series. A beautiful Friday night for baseball. A lot of fans having fun. 6,054 are announced attendance tonight. A little bit more than half of what we had last night, but still a wonderful crowd. Yesterday, 12,051, the second largest crowd in franchise history. What a night last night was, and following it up with another great night on this Friday. Brock Rodden stands in against Brian G here in the top of the ninth. Riders lead by seven. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher in the first toss. That flicks off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rodden is 0 for 3 today. He flied out to right in the first, struck out in the fourth, and grounded out to first in the sixth. G deals. Rodden watches high, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders, if you're just joining us, found the scoreboard first in the second inning, scoring a couple runs. It probably should have been three, though. The offering home. And that clips the top of the zone, a strike. 2-1. Max Acosta missed the third base bag on an Abimelech Ortiz RBI triple, so it was changed to just a single and no RBI. 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball out to deep right field, down the line, and it is gone. Brock Rodden with his second career double-A homer, and he makes it 8-2. A soaring fly ball down the right field line. Bouncing on the island in the middle of the Lazy River and up over the fence onto the street. Onto the Avenue of the Stars. A solo home run to lead off the ninth inning. Now 196 off the bat. 376 feet. Rodden has a lot of punch for his stature. He leads it off with a homer here in the ninth. Here's Hogan Windisch, and the pitch is grounded hard to third, and it takes a wild hop, skips over Freeman down the line. That ball is plastered at 105 miles an hour off the bat. They say base hit. That was hit harder than the homer was. Just the second hop took a higher hop than Freeman expected off to his left side. Victor Labrada now 0 for 2 with a walk. Runner at first. Nobody out here in the ninth inning. And the offering in. That flips outside. One ball and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders and the Travelers will finish out this series tomorrow and then back-to-back days off for the first time all season for the Rough Riders before they start their next series against Northwest on Tuesday. Pitch home. Out to left field and hit well, but Zavala back a couple steps. He's under it. And he puts it away. One out. Tomorrow is a day that all Rough Riders fans look forward to. It's Teoto Bump Day. Emiliano Teoto takes the hill tomorrow. The Texas League leader in ERA at 1.87. Luke's excited for it.
There's one person in this ballpark that I think might be more excited for it. His name is Ben Patchen.
Ben Patchen is always excited for Teoto Bump Day.
It's the best.
Here's the first pitch of Jake Anchia. Runner takes off, and it's a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Defensive indifference moves Windisch down to second. Juan Mercedes will oppose him on the mound. He's 3-3 with a 2.85 ERA. It'll be a bullpen day for Arkansas. A Always fun to watch Teodo pitch. 4-2 with a 1.87 ERA. He's coming off another phenomenal start his last time out. Liam Hicks calls time. He'll go out and have a chat with Chi. Teodo's last start, 6 innings, allowing just one unearned run on 2 hits. He struck out 10 and walked 1 as the wave is rolling around the ballpark. Ricky DeVito threw 2 innings today out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. One of the things we were talking about before today's game with him was how much he loved sitting in the bullpen and just watching the wave roll on the park, especially last night with 12,000 in the park. It was a true 360-degree wave yesterday. There's the 0-1 pitch to Anchia. There's a hard ground ball to third. Freeman's got it. Looks back the runner at second and throws him out at first. 2 outs. Riders 1 out away from taking a 3-2 advantage in this series. Kaden Polkovich, all that standing in the way. He's 1-for-3 today with a double. 8-2 Riders lead at top of the ninth inning. What a game it's been. Alejandro Osuna leading the way with 4 RBIs, a bases clearing 3-run triple and a 2-run homer, the first of his double-A career. First pitch to Polkovich, left-handed batter. Swinging a foul straight back, it's 0-1. Polkovich doubled down the right field line back in the fifth. She offers. Outside. 1-1. It's been another great night for baseball here in Frisco. She rocks home the 1-1. Fouled away. It's 1-2, and they're 1 strike away now. Fans get to their feet. Chi readies. He's got his sign, stretches, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Polkovich. Breaking ball, fly ball into center field, and shallow. Osuna jogging in. He's there. He puts it away. Riders win it. 8-2, the final score, and what a fitting end with Osuna putting away the final out. 4 RBIs for him, a triple and a home run, and the Riders have taken a 3-2 lead in this series with an 8-2 win. We'll have the series finale tomorrow at 7:05. Emiliano Teodo will take the ball for the Rough Riders, but stick around. We'll have post-game coverage next with Luke Maley on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the post-game show.
The Riders get it done tonight. Back-to-back wins here at Riders Field. 8-2 the final tonight. And more fireworks, not only coming up, but throughout the course of the game. The Riders continue to show up offensively here in the past couple of days. They're in the 4th of July spirit, starting fireworks early. They scored 2 in the bottom of the second, and then added 4 in the bottom of the 4th. They capped it off with 2 in the 6th. Let's take a look at how we got there, but first, we'll go ahead and break down the wins and the losses. It's Winston Santos winning his first career AA game. He's 1-0 in his second start, but earns his first win. Michael Morales, who made his AA debut tonight, took the loss for the Travelers. Riders improved to 51-29 on the year in game number 80. Arkansas on the other side, 41-36. So the Riders take a bit of a lead over the Travelers now, their North Division foe. The Rough Riders have already punched their ticket to the postseason, winning the first half in the Texas League South. But they win it in brilliant fashion tonight. 8-2, another offensive performance led off by the leadoff man. Alejandro Osuna went 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored and 5 RBI. And those 2 hits were a bases-clearing triple in the 4th inning and then a 2-run homer in the 6th. Alejandro Osuna, what a night for him. Cody Freeman also collected a pair of hits, as did Abimelech Ortiz, who scored 3 runs and worked a pair of walks on the evening. Rough Riders, 8 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. They leave 6 stranded. For Arkansas, it was 2 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and they didn't have too many massive threats, but you tally up the left on base, they left 1 in both the first and second innings. Then in the 5th and 6th, they also left 1, and then the 8th and 9th, leaving 1 as well. So the Riders didn't find themselves on the pitching side and too much of a jam at any point in the evening, and they were able to get out of most of it, allowing just 2 runs on those 5 hits. Michael Morales, final line as the starter. He took the loss. He goes 5 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 8 earned runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Did allow a homer to Osuna in that 6th inning that chased him from the ballgame. The starter on the other side, Winston Santos, who picked up his first career AA win. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned with 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. Santos is going to be very, very good for the Riders as the season goes on. He's getting ready to participate alongside tomorrow's starter, Emiliano Teodo, in the MLB All-Star Futures game held this year at Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers. That'll be fun for those guys headed down that way. Santos gets it done tonight. He earns the win. It's Emiliano Teodo tomorrow. We'll talk about that matchup in the series finale when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders get it done on a beautiful Friday evening for baseball. Game 5 of this 6-game series. It's the series finale tomorrow. The Riders holding on to a 3-2 advantage after their 8-2 win tonight. that being in the series. They go for the series win tomorrow over the Arkansas Travelers, the Seattle Mariners affiliate. It's a 7:05 p.m. first pitch, and it should be an exciting pitching matchup. For the Travelers, it's a right-handed pitcher, Juan Mercedes, 3-3 with a 2.85 ERA on the season, and he's going to have his hands full on the other side with the Texas League ERA leader in Emiliano Teodo. The Rangers' number 14 ranked prospect is 4-2 with a 1.87 ERA. Comes at them with a fastball slider changeup mix, and it is a brilliant two-seam fastball that gets upwards over 100 miles an hour. And then that slider, it's devastating, seeing 3,000 rotations per minute at times this year. That 1-2 mix is enough, and he mixes in a changeup that has come quite a ways since the beginning of the year. So Teodo attacks with the three-pitch mix. He gets the ball tomorrow for the Rough Riders on a Saturday, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. It is another fun evening as Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, comes to a close here at Riders Field. There'll be post-game fireworks presented by Pyro Shows of Texas, as always. It's also a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases post-game, presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. And that wraps up the series. Six-game set, a three-game home-and-home series between Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. But don't stray too far away, as the Riders are back in action on Tuesday to take on the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. That series, a six-game set, running Tuesday through Sunday. All sorts of fun stuff coming up for that week, including First Responders Night, presented by Peak Roofing and Construction, Texas Monthly Barbecue Night on next Saturday, and then Bluey Night for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch next Sunday. We'll tell you all about it starting tomorrow. But tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch, it's a pair of right-handers in Juan Mercedes and Emiliano Teodo. That wraps us up here from Riders Field tonight. Fireworks to come today and tomorrow. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. Thanks for spending your Friday evening with you. And we hope to catch you tomorrow at 7:05 p.m. first pitch in the series finale.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!